WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There may be some movement to end the government shutdown. Earlier, the White House said there was nothing to negotiate. But President Trump now says there have been talks with Democrats on health care subsidies, which they've been demanding.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
Would you make a deal with them on the ACA subsidies?
If we made the right deal, I'd make a deal.
At the same time, he also refused to rule out layoffs of federal workers if the shutdown continues. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more.
Even before the shutdown happened, the Office of Management and Budget directed agencies to start putting those plans together. And so those plans are in place. They have lists of agencies that they want to target first. We just don't know exactly what they are and don't know exactly when they will start.
The city of Chicago and Illinois have filed suit to stop the president's deployment of National Guard troops, and Matt Piper reports the governor is blasting the deployment of federal agents.
Governor J.B. Pritzker calls what's been happening with ICE agents an invasion of Chicago.
Imagine being a child awakened in the middle of the night by a Black Hawk helicopter landing on your roof. Imagine an armed stranger entering your home and forcibly removing you from your bed, zip-tying your hands, separating you from your family, and detaining you in a dark van for hours.
The CDC has adopted recommendations by the new group of vaccine advisors and has stopped recommending COVID-19 shots for anyone. The agency announced the change today and said people should decide for themselves after consulting with a doctor. Talks are underway in Egypt on the U.S. peace plan for Gaza. Former Israeli diplomat Alan Pincus believes the first part of the deal could be agreed to.
As for the rest of the plan, the likelihood goes down from 50% to maybe 10%. I just doubt it's going to happen. Even this phase is going to be is ambiguous and amenable to interpretations, and I don't see it going smoothly.
Peter King reports a new congressional study on artificial intelligence shows progress could come at a heavy price for American workers.
The Senate Democrats report obtained by CBS News projects that artificial intelligence and automation could replace 100 million jobs over the next decade. A ChatGPT-based model was used for the report. It says technology could replace 89% of fast food and counter workers, for example, along with 64% of accountants and nearly half of all truck drivers.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The NASDAQ was higher, the Dow off 63. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in two dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. A longtime Wisconsin appeals court judge is stepping down. Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire at the end of her next term after 18 years on the bench. Neubauer, who once ran for state Supreme Court, says serving on the 2nd District Court of Appeals has been an honor. Attorney Anthony Lococo has already announced plans to run for the open seat. Racine City Hall is getting repairs starting today, with tuck pointing on the west side expected to last about 4 weeks. That west side entrance will be closed and parking will be limited along that spot. A Racine man was stuck on Lake Michigan for 4 hours Friday after drifting too far from North Beach on a tube. Crews rescued him using a jet ski and thermal cameras, and he was treated for dehydration and hypothermia. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves tonight at 7:30. It's an 8:08 first pitch at American Family Field for tonight's Brewers-Cubs playoff game. For the Chicago game Wednesday, Amtrak will be running a special train for fans from Milwaukee to the Windy City with a stop in Sturtevant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one, 9-3. Jackson Chourio is playing tonight despite a scare with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
The MRI came back and it's inconclusive and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us. So, man, it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost. You move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day. Get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some showers and a few thunderstorms around, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, maybe an early lingering shower, then a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun for Wednesday. Currently, it's 66.
And it's 5 o'clock time now for the Class Reunion Show, and that is brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168 tomorrow, because they're probably closed right now, so that might be a good idea. You know, who doesn't love concrete? I know I do. So Class Reunion, we're going to go back to the year 1970. What a year in television.
Way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Boy, those were the days, weren't they? Yeah, what a great TV show. A lot of them, and great music as well. Although this first song, the top five songs of 1970, we're going to do three of them. And this song was just about at number one. And it is, when you see the when you see the song itself, it's usually marked Dawn, like Dawn did this song. But the reason for that, and the reason it doesn't say Tony Orlando and Dawn, because Tony Orlando didn't want anybody knowing that he was doing this, because he was working for a rival record company. All right, he was working at Columbia, and he wasn't really singing out there, but he was doing stuff behind the scenes. And his friends over at Bell wanted his voice because they thought he would sound good on it. They didn't have the two girls from Dawn yet, but they wanted Tony's voice to do Candida. So he did it anonymously, and it became a huge hit. So here you go. This was the third song. It was like the top three songs of 1970. This was number three, Dawn and Candida.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about. 'Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. And clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it said so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Whoa, my Candida,
is fresh and clean.
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter,
and it says so in my dream. Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my
Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Well, the air is fresh and clean.
Usually marked as Dawn doing Candida, but that was because Tony Orlando was anonymous. Sorry, when he was doing the song for Bell Records. So it became a huge hit. Tony Orlando had a big career with Dawn, Tony Orlando and Dawn. And the next song, next huge hit he had was Knock Three Times. I'm Cindy Huber, class reunion 1970, right here on WRJN. Television was unbelievable in 1970. Of course, I played something from All in the Family, but there was another show that was just starting to get its toehold here. And
what religion are you?
Mr. Grant, I don't quite know how to say this, but you're not allowed to ask that when someone's applying for a job. It's against the law.
Want to call a cop?
No.
Good. Would you think I was violating your civil rights if I asked if you're married?
Presbyterian.
There you go. Mary Tyler Moore Show. And one of my favorite lines from that, and I Don't Like Spunk was the other one I loved from that show. Who is number two in the country this week? Dinah Ross.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
on Class Reunion, year 1970, right here at WRJN. You know, I mentioned a couple of TV shows. I didn't even scratch the surface of all the incredible movies out there. Catch 22, I Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you got The Godfather Part 2, and you have this movie.
This is Patton, a salute to a rebel. A man whom the New York Times described in an editorial 2 days after his death as a legend, spectacular, swaggering, pistol-packing, deeply religious and violently profane. A strange combination of fire and ice. George C. Scott as General Patton.
They followed my plan, I'd be there by now. I'd cut off the retreat of every damn German battalion on fire. I didn't pick you.
Carl Malden as General Bradley.
Ike picked you. One of the best field commanders I've got, but you don't know when to shut up, George. You're a pain in the neck.
There you go. Patton was the one of the top movies in the country. Coming up this year from 1970. But this week, the top songs, you've already heard Candida with Tony Orlando and Don, even though at the time nobody knew it was Tony Orlando. The other song, Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And we're going to make this the number one song this week, even though technically it wasn't. It was number two on just about every chart in the universe. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here's Looking Out My Back Door on WRJN, 1970 Class Reunion.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And we also could use that phrase for you picking the class reunions. You picked 1970. Yeah, I'm going to blame it on you and the songs as well. By the way, you can go to our website, WRJN.com, and you can choose your years and your songs that you'd like to hear. Alrighty, we feature three songs from the same year, and it's sponsored by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Tomorrow, it is the class of 1973, and you'll hear it right here on WRJN.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here. The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. 63 right now. No wonder it's so cold out. 63 cloudy skies and bad finger on WRJN.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind.
Sheeran's Little Darling on WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. How timeless is that one? From 1957. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Volman this week. Thank you for taking a vacation. Kurt, please hurry up and take another one. I'm having fun here. And thank you so much for your calls. And I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Now, WRJN is expanding. And now, when you head north of the Racine County line, well, you're not exactly up in Uper territory, but you're getting there. Anyway, along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits now on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of beautiful, gorgeous, luscious Caledonia. That clean, clear FM sound just isn't for water anymore. It's for all your favorite timeless hits, too. Now even north of Racine on 107.3. Plus, don't forget, in Racine, it's 99.9 and 98.1 Kenosha. Although I listen on 1400 AM because, hey, I am the last person you know that actually has an AM radio in my car.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A familiar name in Wisconsin is stepping down. Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire next year after serving 18 years on the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Neubauer, who ran for the state Supreme Court in 2019, says she's tried to uphold fairness and independence in every case. Lawyer Anthony Lococo has announced he'll run for the position. Lisa Neubauer is the mother of State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer. Fire crews in Racine stopped a laundromat fire before it got worse last night. Flames are seen coming from the roof vents of a laundromat on Lathrop Avenue at around 6 o'clock. Firefighters say lint buildup in two rooftop dryer exhausts caused the fire. Crews got it under control in about 20 minutes, keeping the damage mostly to the roof and ventilation systems. No one was hurt, but the building and contents were damaged. Losses are estimated to be at about $175,000. If it's like it was in Game 1, traffic coming up I-94 will be minimal. The number of Chicago fans in the Milwaukee ballpark wasn't as large as it has been during that game Saturday. The Brewers face the Cubs in Game 2 of the NL Division Series tonight with first pitch at 8:08. The series heads to Chicago tomorrow night. Amtrak will be running a special train to Chicago that includes a ride with Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some showers and a few thunderstorms around, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, maybe an early lingering shower, then a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun for Wednesday. Currently at 64 degrees.
I'll be there.
Jackson 5, and I'll be there on WRJN. Local News Time listeners, I normally do not like remakes because I'm old. I like the originals, darn it. Now get off my lawn. But Mariah Carey did a really good job with that remake of that song, I'll Be There. Brewers Baseball, 8:08 tonight. You can hear it live right here at WRJN. Brought to you by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Royal's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Every time I say that, BTO, I feel like a DJ or something. You ain't seen nothing yet on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Peter and Gordon. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. Again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Local news, timeless, is WRJN. Peter and Gordon. Wasn't one of them that had a sister that dated Paul McCartney? Why, yes, yes. I'm glad you remember that. Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon. Jane Asher was the one who dated Paul McCartney until she found out, a few years, in fact, found out he was cheating. So she didn't return the favor. What she did was show up on a TV show and announce that they had broken up, which was a surprise to Paul McCartney, who happened to be watching the show at that time, found out she had broken up with him. Technically, she didn't dump him. He did that when he slept with another female. The Don Rosen Morning Show, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And on tomorrow's show, Aaron McCollum from Marine Credit Union is going to be talking about the workshop that they just recently hosted at the Racine Public Library, along with community events and ways to properly budget for the upcoming holiday, which this Santa will tell you, I now just write checks. But the best part is I tell them to hold them until like January 1st.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests. And the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. I'm gonna go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
News, timeless SWRJN, me and you and a dog named Boo. I hope I didn't scare you. Lobo, 63 degrees right now at WRJN. I hope you have a great night. Chris Morrill is coming up next.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that's so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is WRJN. You know why? Nobody can understand what the lead singer of Kingsman was singing with Louie Louie. Nobody can because he had braces at the time he did it. Hey, tonight, 8:08, the Brewers. And Mike Clemens will have a full report on the Brewers tomorrow, which you might want to listen to because Venus, 8:08. Yeah, I'll probably be asleep by 9:30. Oh, well. You have a great night, though. Mwah. Riviera's California Sun.
I'm going out of west where I belong, where the days are short and the nights are long.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump indicated today Republicans are willing to negotiate on a key issue to end the government shutdown. Stacey Lynn reports.
We have a negotiation going on right now with the Democrats that could lead to very good things.
The